This is Stephen Green with the Myrtle Beach Area Hospitality Association. We look forward to the Coastal Uncorked Food and Wine Festival June 2nd through the 8th, and our website is coastaluncorked.com.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. You know, it's not just people on the East Coast that head to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Well, people from all over the country, all over the world, vacation there. Well, I just learned recently of the upcoming Food and Wine Festival, Coastal Uncorked, at Myrtle Beach. It's sponsored by the Myrtle Beach Area Hospitality Association, and it's a week-long event, June 2nd through the 8th. Joining us today to talk about this is Stephen Green, who's president and CEO of the Myrtle Beach Area Hospitality Association. And Stephen, you have things for everybody. It's not just wine. You even have an event that's dedicated to the beer lovers in all relationships.
Absolutely. Obviously, you know, this is a great opportunity to really kind of see the culinary side of the Grand Strand. And we see everything from the craft beer event that we have, which is new this year, Brews on the Boulevard. We have great themed dinners that can be everything from a bourbon dinner to a tequila dinner to your overall wine dinners. We have our famous Myrtle Beach tasting trolley and a lot of other great events, including Myrtle Beach Restaurant Week going on during that time.
Talk to us about the restaurant week. You've already mentioned there's a bourbon dinner at Castano's Italian Steakhouse.
A tequila dinner at Abuelo's. We have a low country boil at Damon's Grill, Oceanfront. And then we also have a great wine pairing dinner at Croissant's Bistro. And that's just to name a few. And then obviously a lot of our other restaurants. We have approximately 1,700 full-service restaurants here along the Grand Strand, more than any place per capita in the country. So we have a lot of opportunity to choose from. A number of these restaurants will be running special prefixed menus during that week, trying to get not only visitors to come out and try something new, but obviously also our locals that get out and enjoy everything that has to have to offer during that week.
Yeah, exactly. I bet a lot of locals participated in this.
They do. It's our kickoff to summer. You know, we gear up, and the first week is kind of our time frame where we're expecting, you know, so many of our visitors starting to come to the beach. And so this event replaces an event that had been around for 70 years, the Sun Fun Festival. And in this time slot, this is a great opportunity to really showcase, you know, people know about the beach, they know about our golf, they know about our family attractions, but we really wanted to showcase and talk about what our culinary scene was like here on Myrtle Beach.
Is the tasting trolley culminating at the Grand Tasting Tent? How does this work?
Yeah, the tasting trolley is quite a unique thing. People come, their tickets include free parking at the convention center. They load up on our transportation, and we basically have 8 locations this year that have different themed parties and different samplings of beverages and food. A number of them at hotels. One is at a restaurant that's associated with a pier, the Second Avenue Pier, and they're all themed. So one is a Caribbean theme, one is an Americana theme with a band and entertainment, one is a Hawaiian theme, and the Grand Tasting Tent was one of our locations, and there you'll be able to sample wines from throughout the best wineries in the country that'll be there, along with food and live entertainment. So not only do the individuals get these other particular party stops, but the Grand Tasting Tent is kind of that culmination of where everyone who wants to sample wines goes.
And this is from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
On Saturday, June 7th, yes.
So people can spend as much time or as little time as they want at each one of these venues.
That's the great part about it. They give them a promotional beverage and some food at each stop, and each one of the stops almost tries to outdo themselves. So you could spend time walking a pier. You could spend time learning how to hula. You could spend time just enjoying some great live music, oceanfront. So there's a lot of great things, and even culminates with we have a local brewery here, New South Brewery, where they'll be showing you the brewery itself and that you'll be able to sample different beers there. So it's a great event, and it's really fun because it allows those of us who are local to play tourist and those of us who are here for a vacation to really see some things maybe they hadn't seen before.
And with the city of Myrtle Beach providing all that transportation, you don't have to worry about a bunch of drunk drivers.
Right, and what we do is great because everyone has free parking, secured parking, We bring back, obviously, we try to make sure that everyone drinks responsibly. When we bring them back to the convention center, we have queue lines of cabs and things along those lines to ensure that guests, and really, we end at 6 hoping that most of those people will then actually go out and enjoy a great dinner during restaurant week or any of these other themed dinners that we have going on.
Give us more detail on the Brews on the Boulevard craft beer event.
That's new for us this year. It's going to be oceanfront right on the new Myrtle Beach Boardwalk, right near the Skywheel. And it's a great event. You know, so many people talk about wines and spirits, but obviously craft brew is really growing. It's the new thing, everything from Asheville. I know a lot of areas in North Carolina, craft brew is just really taking off. And we got with our local brewery here and worked on, along with our distributor, and bringing approximately 15 different craft breweries from around the country in. Guests will be able to come in and sample all the varieties of the beer that are there. We're going to have a live rock music band that will be playing that evening. Again, oceanfront at night, just a beautiful opportunity to get out and enjoy Myrtle Beach. And then also there will be food vendors and things along those lines for them. And the ticket prices for all of this is very reasonable. The craft beer event is a $15 or $25 for a couple right now, pre-sales, with $25 tickets walk up the day of. And the tasting charlies are $35 a person, and that includes your transportation, your souvenir wine glass, and things along those lines. So it's an affordable way to really see the culinary side of Myrtle Beach and really do something fun while you're in that first week of June.
What is the range of pricing for the Myrtle Restaurant Week themed dinners?
The themed dinners can range. They can be everything from, you know, $30 or so a person up to $75 a person, depending on the extensiveness of the menu and then what they're offering on that. And then obviously during restaurant weekend sales, they'll have some luncheon specials and then dinner specials, and those can very much vary. So you'll have options really with any price break that you wanted to be in on finding that restaurant of your choice and obviously the type of food that you like to enjoy.
So where do people go online to be purchasing tickets?
Right now, if they go on for coastalandcork.com, it'll tell them about the events, it'll tell them about the themed dinners, it'll give them information, the ability to buy tickets right now through events. Eventbrite with craft beer and the tasting trolley, and so they can get their tickets currently, and that'll save them some money. And all these are limited tickets, and once they sell out, they sell out. So we only have about 1,500 tickets that we're selling for the tasting trolley this year, and so we encourage people to get their tickets early.
Myrtle Beach, it's huge. How do you manage such a large association?
Well, we're a great vacation destination. And the Myrtle Beach area, obviously, so many of us, 74,000 of us are employed in the hospitality and tourism industry. Uh-huh. It's a $6 billion industry for us. And so this association is so important, not only to do events like this where we showcase that side of what our industry has to offer, but also to make sure that we're protecting, talking about, promoting, and encouraging the expansion of the tourism industry here in the Grand Strand, because it's so important to those of us who live, vacation, and retire here. So it's a great association, and we spend a lot of time explaining to people the quality of life that we get here on the Grand Strand is directly tied to how many of our great visitors come into this community.
How many members are there of the Myrtle Beach Area Hospitality Association?
We have over about 820. We're one of the largest hospitality associations in the country. We have been in existence since 1974. Started off as a hotel-motel association that has evolved from there. And a lot of our mission is not only promoting the industry, but also to provide scholarship dollars like what Coastal and Cork does for our new culinary school, for education, for scholarships that keep the best and the brightest in our community.
Oh, thank you so very much for mentioning that. I didn't read about that. Stephen Green, President and CEO of Myrtle Beach's Area Hospitality Association, we thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you.
So we will have links up for you to purchase tickets to Food and Wine Festival, Coastal Uncorked. And beer is not ignored. It's coastaluncorked.com. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.